Implement portfolio and project risk management. Good governance involves ensuring that risk management is conducted at the overall portfolio or program level, as well as the individual project level, as well as providing oversight over the process and plan responses. The objective of portfolio risk management is to ensure that the transformation is accepting a level of risk that is commensurate with the organization's risk tolerance level and the benefit that is to be provided over the short, medium, and long terms. Portfolio risk management is very similar to individual project risk management in that it involves identifying risks, risk owners, and risk processes, then assessing probability, impact, and urgency, followed by determining responses. However, higher levels of risk management also include a stronger focus on risk tolerance management, project interdependency risks. For example, how many concurrent projects are too many, and using responses to create a balanced risk portfolio and balanced investment of risk resources. Risk management at this level also considers how much an organizational capability maturity level can reduce a risk's impact and/or probability. The portfolio manager is concerned with getting timely and accurate risk information from projects and compiling this to see risk trends and exception areas. However, the risks and opportunities summed up from individual projects are not the only types of risk to consider. The chief focus is on risks that could sever the link between transformation goals and organizational strategy. Risk categories at this level also include structural risk and execution risk. Structural risk relates to the risk of failure of portfolio/program management or risk management and other forms of governance failure, such as an unrealistic transformation strategy, lack of sufficient investment, or a strategy that lacks consistency or is changing too quickly. Execution risks include failures of change management or project integration. Each management level should also receive tailored risk information. Executives, functional area managers, and individual project managers should be informed of transparency and organizational integrity/ethics risks. Executives tend to be concerned with transformation value, benefits for investment level, time to market, risks to brand reputation and product service portfolios, and protection of shareholder interests. Functional area managers tend to want to know about evolving requirements for their functional area and the need for additional shared resources from their areas. Individual project managers tend to be concerned with portfolio-level risk response commitments to control their project's time, cost, and/or scope.